what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Belle.
And we are here and we are back for Divorce Not an Option, the podcast and video stuff that talks about relationships and how to and marriage and keeping it together.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone. So here we are in 2026.
Happy 2026. I know it's been, you know, I know the last time we did this was in June. Well, I believe June, July was the last time we did this. So a lot of things happened in the last 6 months. I don't know if you want to get into it a little bit, babe, or
I mean, just some medical.
Yeah, you know, I think we're gonna have a podcast on this down the road about things. You know, when you go through medical issues with your spouse and stuff. So, you know, she went through some stuff, but you know, I could say that my wife is 100% back.
Yes, I'm here.
And she's good, and everything's right, and everything that happened was for a great positive reason, and she is back 100% to annoy me.
Yes.
Anyway, so I spend my money. Anyway,
she'll know you more. Yes.
So, baby, we're back. It's a new year. Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, so it's only right to start out with fresh, you know, talking about digital boundaries and marriage and relationships.
Digital boundaries.
Yes, okay. Digital boundaries. So that is what we're going to cover in this segment.
So what is digital boundaries? Like I can't watch porn or something?
Okay, well, first of all, we can discuss that because it's digital boundaries, so it's the right segment to discuss your porn, all right? But no, this is where we kind of want to talk about, setting the right boundaries. You know, should couples set, you know, social media boundaries and your phone and password sharing and everything?
So no porn on social media?
Explore that. First of all, I don't even know how you could watch porn on social media. I know it's there. I just don't know how. I'm not sure why that stuff.
If anybody got Facebook, but why?
I don't understand how that stuff does not get taken off.
I am not in part of any of those groups.
I don't get it.
But it pops up.
I don't get it because they'll take off anything else that they feel is harassment or, you know, but then it's crazy. But then you could watch a whole porn on Facebook. That's just crazy to me.
Well, I think the problem with the digital world right now is that we tend to invest too much of our time and effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I think we have a lot of downtime in our life now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is a lot simpler than it was back in the day.
Right.
So a lot of people have a lot of downtime. You know, I know just take like work, for example, people go on jobs and they are, you know, half of the, you know, they say you're there for 8 hours, but let's be honest, you don't work for 8 hours.
Right.
And to fill that time in, most people on social media, where back in the days, people were like, you know, reading the, you know, magazines or newspapers.
Or gossiping. I mean, or just talking like to their neighbors.
They fill their extra time in with the internet.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because we spend so much time on the internet, it really influences us more than it should.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are living and dying by the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are using the internet as the new Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we consume our news, our gossip, everything that we do now is from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in relationships, people listen to people on the internet. And, you know, because we're going to talk about, digital boundaries, we need to talk about the boundaries of listening to these people online.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, we'll get into all that. And there are some strong, things out there that we want to discuss, but there are strong statistics. And so just kind of discussing a few before we get, you know, deeper into the topic, just so for everyone to know. As we already know, divorce is higher, right? Mm-hmm. So when you put in social media, you know, and add that to the mix, it's going to correlate into a higher amount. Now, statistically, they don't know the amount yet. It could be 10% or 15 or 20%.
For what? What was that for?
Adding to divorce.
Oh, that thing's probably like 40%.
Well, I'm just saying the social media aspect, you know?
Yeah.
Not so for that, there are different studies that they conducted. And just for our audience out there, just to know, studies found that a 20% increase in Facebook use. So Facebook use is actually correlated with increase in divorce rates. So that's Facebook use only. So that's not Instagram. That's not Twitter or whatever else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
That is simply with Facebook. Okay. And non-social media users reported being 11.4% happier in their marriage than heavy users. And that's based on the Boston University study, where if they're not using it as much, then of course they're going to be much happier because they're not spending their time on screens 24/7. Mm. They're spending more time with each other. But that's if you want to spend more time with your spouse.
Yeah, that's another thing. Most people don't want to stay. They on the internet trying to avoid spending time with their spouse.
Yes. And then they also found that heavy users, 32%, were more likely to leave their spouse than non-heavy users.
So posted those trap pictures, those thirst pictures.
Yeah, those thirst pictures.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what? The internet is a weird day. I this morning we woke up and I was telling you about what I saw online. So, people listen, and we're getting to the point, people listen to people. You know, people mm-hmm. listen to people online. And, you know, about a few years ago, this gentleman came on the scene. Everybody's following him, called Derek Jackson. Everybody's following this guy. You know, he looked like he had the perfect marriage. He looked like he had the idea. He's really coddling to women. And you know, he was just one of those simp guys. But, you know, he looked like everything was perfect. All the women were loving him. Oh, my God, Derek Jackson, I want to be like him. I want to have a marriage like him. I want to have a man like him. Come to find out, this man was crazy cheating on his wife. Crazy cheating. And just everything he was saying was a lie. But then, if you go on his page right now, he has tripled the amount of women that follow him. Tripled. Not doubled, not increase a little, triple. Now, I thought he was canceled. You are a man out there talking about all the women and you should treat them right and all the men need to do. And then you can't treat your own woman right, right? So I thought, oh, he's done. He's canceled. He's gone. Women waking up. Tripled his following. See, that's the problem with the internet and having your relationship and listening online, because from that statistic right there, you can see that a lot of women, in particular women, we talk about that. I know, man, we got all things going wrong. I don't want to be chauvinist here. But, you know, women are listening to a man that is not even faithful to his woman about relationship advice.
Yes, that's true. And all January, we're going to talk about digital boundaries and everything.
You know, because at the end of the day, I think it's horrible that people, for one, if you're going to listen to anybody online, right, check out their credentials, right? Check out, and that's another problem. You know, we listen to people, right? You know, I do the whole podcast thing. I do the podcast guru thing. I do a lot of things. And most of the people online that are give you advice have never either done it or done it successfully. But they're good at giving you advice. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody can go online and look up like what to do in a certain particular area and give you what sounds right. But all these things are practice based. They can't give you experience advice without experience, true advice. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody that's never been a parent that's telling you what to do to be a good parent. Now, you could say somebody like Dr. Seuss, the lady back in the day that didn't have, but we were kind of in primitive times. I mean, they were putting kids on a fire escape to, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, it was a different time. But now with the digital era, it is so easy to be a guru in some area that you've never even done. And people listen to that. And then they take that advice and bring it home to whatever field, particularly their relationship. And that's why 50% of people end in divorce and most relationships end.
Right. Yeah. I mean, digital boundaries, I think, you know, like I say, we're going to explore digital all month of January, talking about the different aspects of digital usage and such and, you know, and the divorce and, you know, even just, you know, conflicts in a relationship and boundaries. I think this one, should couples have boundaries when it comes to digital usage? I think they should have boundaries.
But what type of boundaries? Like what is a boundary for on the net?
Well, there is. I mean, there are different, but I think, okay, first I think sometimes, you know, not a therapist, not a physical therapist or anything. So, you know, but, you know, sometimes I believe the word boundaries just creates conflicts as soon as you say it. You know, people automatically are turned off by it. As soon as you say the word boundary, people are like,
I don't want to be put in a box.
You know, it's boundaries. And that's you know, my favorite quote, too, to say. But boundaries is not something that, you know, that we should be against. Boundaries is not something that's going to cause any conflict. Boundaries, I think, are healthy in our relationship as long as you use it correctly and both parties have, you know, agreement on the boundaries that you're setting. So it's not one party is compromising and the other one is just, you know, doing whatever they want.
Well, maybe we shouldn't say boundaries. Maybe it should be standards of the relationship.
Well, I mean,
because if boundaries is a trigger for people, right?
Well,
like, baby, let's be real. If I came to you, baby, these are my boundaries. You're gonna be like, huh?
That's what I'm saying. On an unhealthy relationship, if you say boundaries and gonna, but I'm talking about, you know, in a healthy relationship, if you say, okay, let's talk about some of the boundaries, you know, rephrasing the word, I don't think is going to change the outcome.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes people say it's not what you say, but
it's how you say it. That's what I'm saying. It's how you say it. So just say it in a different way.
So what I'm saying is, you know, I think every relationship have to have standards, right, of a relationship.
Yes.
Right? And I think as a man, you have to have standards. Mm-hmm. As a woman, you have to have standards, right? And you have to keep those standards, right? Boundaries is great, don't get me wrong, but I think overall is personal standards. Like, because, you know, at the end of the day, there's some people that make their money off of internet, right?
Right.
They make a living
right.
off the internet. They make their living off of looking at content and creating content and things like that. So, you know, to say overall there should be boundaries on digital of a relationship is kind of broad where, like, there's a lot of people that do content creation. So that's what I'm saying. It should be standards as far as how you conduct yourself when it comes to internet interaction.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with, you know, with what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with it at all. What I'm saying is that I understand and I get it and I acknowledge it because, you know, got to acknowledge everything. But to me, when it comes to that aspect, saying boundaries or however you want to rephrase it is up to you, whatever works for your relationship. So if boundaries is a trigger to the other person, then
let's get real.
Then rephrase it.
What are your boundaries for me for the internet?
First of all, she's trying to come back proper this year.
2006.
2006. Oh, I wish I was back in 2006. I'd be so much younger. I'd make so much better decisions. Dang. What? Oh, sorry. What?
Anyway, 2026.
There's a time capsule. I'll go back.
Anyway, back to what I was saying.
We'll still be together.
What are your boundaries? We work together.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know. 2006. Yeah. I'm saying. So we'll still be together. But anyway.
What decisions? Okay. What are your boundaries in our relationship?
So it's not. Okay. So for some boundaries out there, and I understand, like you say, some people do make, you know, content and influencers or content creators. And we get that. But there should still be boundaries. So the first thing that we'll say is that you should not be on social media 24/7. I don't care if you are working, if you're a content creator, if you're an influencer, you should not be on there 24/7. You should not wake up with the phone in your hand and go to sleep with the phone in your hand.
I mean, you sometimes going to sleep with the phone in your hand.
When?
I go in the room sometimes.
When?
I think you sleeping, but you're on your phone.
Oh, that's a lie? He lying.
That's a lie.
Yes.
So there's never been a time and you say you go on his bed. And I'm like, all right, cool. But then I go there and you're on your phone.
That's you. That is him. There ain't never been a time.
If we're going to sit here and we're going to be real.
There ain't never been a time.
So it's been a time you've been on your couch.
That's on the couch. You say, let's stick to the facts. I say I'm going to sleep, but then I'm scrolling.
Never. You know how women sit here and bluntly lie.
He actually does that.
You know what I'm going to do one day? Yeah. See, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to come back on this. We're going to archive this one day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to videotape it one day.
You should.
I'm going to put it up.
You should.
Then I'm going to be like, see, refer back to this podcast. And see, because that's a damn lie.
That is not a damn lie. First of all, who is the heavy social media user? Me or you?
No, I am. I'm not saying I am.
Okay, what I'm saying is that, you know, there should be a time and a place, all right? One, one, okay, you should not be waking up, oh, let me just grab my phone and go on social media. All right. No, we should not do that. We should put the phone down.
So in the morning, like, I like, exactly. Well, if I'm taking a poop, and I sit on the toilet and scroll, that's a problem?
I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm just saying.
No, in the morning when I wake up, I usually go to the bathroom and take a poop.
It's your morning routine, exactly. that you do.
So what's wrong with me scrolling?
I'm not saying that. No, I mean, what I'm saying is
wrong with scrolling?
Everything is wrong with scrolling first thing you wake up in the morning, because when you wake up in the morning, you should not be thinking about social media. What you should be doing is, you know, thanking the Lord for waking you up in the morning, and then just kind of debriefing, you know, take a little bit of time to debrief. Debriefing, take a silent time. I don't know. Do yoga and shit. I don't know.
I don't do no goddamn yoga.
Okay, well then meditate. All right.
I don't
sit
meditate.
In the damn closet and meditate.
I gotta sit in the closet. Meditate. I mean, a closet, you know, big enough for it, but why am I sitting in? You don't do that.
No, because I'm not on social media the first thing I wake up.
But all the things you should wait. Hold on. All the things you suggested.
That's for you.
You oh, so this is really about you trying to chastise me about my internet.
Now I'm
chastising. This
you.
Is what this podcast is about. Because when you wake up in the morning, grumpy.
Uh-huh.
Grumpy as hell.
Yes.
And then you go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And then you come out.
Yep.
And you say, kids, wake up. School time. DJ, go. Y'all, son. DJ, you getting ready for school. You start yelling at everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You maybe you need to do some yoga. Get some zen.
Actually, yoga is too quiet for me. I can't do that.
So how you going to
need chaos.
See, now you're trying to be one of the fake people online that's telling people what to do and they don't do it themselves.
I need chaos. I can't do it.
I am so sorry, people, because at the end of the day, my wife is doing what everybody else does. I just talked about Derrick Jackson doing that. And then right now, we just talked about, you should do yoga and meditate and thank the Lord. And
but
don't
I do,
dare, well,
I do pray. I do pray. First thing when I wake up, I do pray. Yes, I do. I do pray to God. Thank you for waking me up and my family and everything. And then after that, then I
the
go
chaos.
Buck wild. Then I go. Then
so,
I go
so,
buck wild.
So. Do
but
y'all
still,
believe
but
me now
yet,
that when
I am
say
not
I
picking up
her,
my phone.
She just blatantly lied here for everybody.
I still didn't pick up my phone, though.
No, I give you that. You don't pick up your phone in the morning. I mean, to be honest, it's not chaotic. You just make sure the kids, you know what I'm saying, our son's waking up, our daughter's good, and stuff like that. Then you log in for your job and stuff like that. So you check your emails and all that stuff. So she does handle her business in the morning. She's not on social media immediately. I give her that. But she ain't doing no goddamn yoga and Zen.
No, I'm not
peace
doing
to the world or none of that crap.
I'm not
That's
doing
definitely
that.
Okay,
yes, that is not happening. I agree. That is not happening. It is too quiet for me. It's too calm for me to do, and I can't do it. I'm not a calm person, so I cannot do all
and
that.
And plus, she's not a morning person.
And I hate mornings.
So at the end of the day, she's like mad crying, which gives more evidence to when she's going to sleep at night and she says, I'm going to sleep. I be catching her in the room
actually,
on her
it's
phone
not true. No,
scrolling
you don't.
Before
no,
she go
you
to
don't,
bed.
Because you go to bed before me. You go half the time, you go to bed before me.
I do go to bed before
okay, and I'm usually on the couch watching my crime shows
scrolling.
And scrolling. That is, yes. If I go on my phone right now and check my social media usage, I bet you it's going to only say a couple of hours a day, a week, actually. Yes, there's a little app on everybody's phone. You could check it. But I will say at nighttime, I do scroll while I'm watching my crime shows because that is my time every, you know, again, the whole day, already took care of business the whole day. At nighttime, you know, at 10, 11 o'clock, I'm turning on a TV, I'm watching a crime show, and I am on the couch. Hell, I'd be lucky if I start at 9, you know, at 9 p.m. doing that, but it's rarely.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, I give you that. But see, I don't think scrolling a lot is unhealthy. I think that if it's getting in the way of your
relationship
in life, like if you're not being productive in your relationship, if for example, if you're on a date, you're out with your woman or your man, and all you doing is on social media taking pictures and stuff like that, that's a problem.
Or the people that's taking pictures, like I know for females, when we go out to eat a lot, we like to take a lot of pictures of the food. And before we touch it, we'll take, you know, plates and stuff. And I know that could be annoying sometimes because I do it.
Yeah, because I think what happens is that, see, this is the thing. What is the purpose of it? You know, for one, we have a critics business. We do social media stuff. So I don't get as mad when she does that because I understand she's doing it for our business, right? But see, this is the thing. When you're doing it for a purpose, let's say you go out with an influencer, right? A person that is, you know, whatever. Then it's okay. Let them do. But do that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Or do it quick. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like they bring the plate, take the picture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when they, you know what I'm saying? Do it in a manner where you're handling business, but it's not the entire time.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing, like, there's been times we go to different restaurants where we're just there to be critics, to give that. So, of course, we're going to take a lot of pictures behind the scenes, things like
but
that.
But the purpose.
That's the purpose.
Yeah, that's the purpose of us doing, going out.
But if you're going out as, like, a date and things like that, and you're choosing to really just all the time, you're on your phone and you're doing the selfies and all that, like to me, that's a boundary that, like, if you meet somebody and they do that in the beginning, run, because at the end of the day, they're not valuing your time. They're not really trying to get to know you.
Right.
Also, if you're in a relationship with somebody, even married, and that's all they do, then you really need to discuss the closeness
of your relationship.
Yeah, you
guys need to talk about.
Because obviously, the social media aspect is more important. Because unless your wife is making money or she's like just a social media influencer or she's trying to do it, understand, okay, cool. But if she's doing it just to do it and there's no purpose to it, I think that's where the boundary has to come in. Because it's like, what are you doing this for? Are you doing this for the relationship, for career, for, you know, because you got to start somewhere, right?
Right.
Right. You know, because you have a wife like, hey, baby, I want to be influenced.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. But then, like, you know, they're starting off and, you know, no money's coming in and they're taking a lot of pictures and stuff like
and
that.
And they're just trying to kick off that business.
Exactly. So it may be a little annoying, but at least you know your spouse has a purpose of it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm trying to do a social media thing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you got to give some allowance to that. You know what I'm saying? You have to, because let's be honest, social media, self media, all that stuff, it's really where it's at. You know what I'm saying? That's where the money's at. You could do a career.
Yeah, it's really lucrative. Yeah,
exactly. So at the end of the day, we know we've been in behind the scenes social media podcasting for years, and we know, you know what I'm saying, the influence and the lucrative of it and stuff like that. So I get it. But, and it does take a while to jump off. You know, it does take a time. So you have to be patient. But if that's the goal of the relationship, that's fine. That, you know, you're talked and this is what you're going to do. But if it's just your woman or your man and he's up, well, to be honest, it shouldn't. If your man is doing all of that and he's not a social media influencer or a critic, I would say run anyway, because that's kind of weird.
That's selfie, very weird. That's very weird.
But if your woman is just doing it for the clout and for all that, man, run, because she has no boundaries. Because a boundary would be just a natural boundary, like, I mean this guy up, like just for a relationship, right? I mean this guy that I really want to get to know. So I'm going to focus on getting to know him. I may take a few snapshots and stuff, but I want to focus on him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're married and that's what your wife is doing, you have to have a discussion with her.
I agree. I mean, I agree. I think, you know, having discussions about social media usage, you know, even like I say, even if you're an influencer or you want to start up the business, that's great. But there should still be some type of discussions, some type of, you know, usage. I guess I'm not trying to use the word boundary, you know, but there should be limit to, you know, there should be some limitations. You know, when I say limitations, maybe, you know, at nighttime, you don't want to bring the phone into the bedroom, right? I mean, you could be on your social media, but try, you know, 30 minutes before your bedtime, but, you know, 45 minutes before you guys, you know, go to bed, just to leave the phone out, that because that's where you would create you know, your intimacy moment.
Yeah,
right?
If you rather be on the phone than making sweet love to your spouse, there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If the phone is more interesting than that intimate time with your wife or your husband, you have a problem. Your relationship has a bigger problem than social media.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's what some
I'd rather be in them buns a lot more, especially them buns, than be on social media. You know what I'm saying? Or at least cuddling or rubbing some booty or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's too much.
That's too much, man. That's too much.
I mean, being intimate with the love of your life.
Well, yes. Or whoever. I mean, you know, whatever. But
who's ever.
Yeah, or whoever. Hey, I don't know what.
Hey, if you're in the bed with
I don't know
multiple,
what you got going on.
If you got multiple, you on the phone, then something's definitely wrong with you.
Well, yeah, exactly. What I'm saying is that, you know, you should set, you know, at least 30 minutes, you know, okay, I'm just going to put the phone down and just kind of spend that little intimate moment with each other.
And it doesn't have to even be sex. It could be just conversation.
It could be holding, you know what I'm saying? Talking.
It could be holding, talking, discussing the day and stuff like that. I know we do that a lot in the morning time where we'll just discuss a whole bunch of things.
He does.
And stuff like,
listen.
Yeah. You know what? You're not showing positivity on this podcast right now. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be speaking life into people. Not
I am
negativity.
Speaking life. That's not negativity.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there's women out there wish they had a husband that talked to,
that
them,
talked
in the
to them in the morning.
You know what I'm saying?
But not my wife. Not my wife.
You know what? Anyway, so all I'm saying is, you know, have that time. Because, you know, during the day, is busy, you're working, kids, life, whatever. You have a lot going on, you know, and social media may be part of that life and that and be an outlet, maybe just a little time to breathe, and that's fine. But the boundaries, I don't think the boundaries should be as much of how much you on there. It's when you're on there.
Yeah, you should be able to respect time that you're on social media, to respect your relationship and not be on. So let's say, you know, if you guys sit down for dinner, you know, every day or every weekday, whatever, you know, then set your phone aside. You should not be on your phone and having dinner at the same time. And those are your time to spend with each other. You know, maybe you guys can watch a show together or watch, you know, a movie together during that time. But you should not be on your social media scrolling, eating at the same time. And your spouse is looking at you like, want to have a conversation or want to do something.
Because you know what social media is showing? If you don't want it so much. Even
it's addictive.
During the intimate times, it shows that social media life is better than your life.
Exactly.
And living your life is not as exciting. So you have to change that, you know, because I know personally my personal life is way better than social media. But there was a time when we were going through our stuff that social media was that outlet for me because things happening in my life weren't where I wanted them to be. So I was focused on social media and being online and things like that because it was an escape in a sense. So, you know, you have to ask yourself in your relationship, is your life better than what's on social media? If you're on social media looking at it and trying to emulate or how can I say, be jealous or envious of people in their lives, then you have to put work into your life to create it what it was, because I really believe that life is what you make it.
You create
your own world. I think I told people that know me, I tell them when I do life coaching and stuff like that, I tell people you have to create your own world, you know, and whatever world you want, you can create by surrounding yourself with the people,
like-minded people,
things like that. So if you are on social media because your world is not what you want, but social media is more attractive to you, then you need to start creating your own world, because social media is just all it is. All it should be used is a tool of knowledge, a tool of maybe, you know, money.
Well, it's
like
that's what I'm saying. A tool to make money, basically.
It shouldn't be your social life. You know what I mean? Social media, of course, the name itself.
It's entertaining.
But it should be entertaining. You know, it's like movies, you know. Back in the days, we used to watch movies and they were entertaining. Now people watch movies and they like, oh, that should be my life. You know, we need to stop this mentality of looking at things that are pretty much fancy. Because let's be honest, people on social media, a lot of times they be lying. But lying about the money, lying about their lives,
lying
about how they look. Filters, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and look at, you know, unfortunately, you know, rest in peace to all these social media influencers, you know, that are deceased. But a lot of them, when they do die, you'll see their family putting up a GoFundMe. So then you're like, wait, then they have all of this money. Then weren't they traveling the world and doing this? And so all of that, just glitz. It's just, you know, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. I saw this one meme of this girl, right? She was in a mirror. Very beautiful face, right? She beautiful face, beautiful makeup. The girl was beautiful, right? Then the next picture is her full body.
How many times
she
gonna say the girl beautiful?
No, like her face and her features
I'm just
beautiful.
Saying, okay.
No, but anyway, I'm just trying to the contrast. Then the next one was her full body, and she looked like the penguin. And I'm not even trying to make jokes. This is the truth. She looks like the body shape of the penguin. If you saw the movie Batman, the old school movie Batman with Michael Keaton and the penguin,
and the penguin,
that body shape, that was her body shape.
Okay.
See, that's the internet. Right, literally, mm-hmm. that sums up the internet
in one meme.
Is that her face mm-hmm. is pretty, and you're like, wow, la, la. But then when you see the full body, it literally she looked like the penguin, mm-hmm. like literally like the freaking penguin, like a ball.
Not the penguin.
You know? Now I'm not like I said, I'm not here trying to body shame nobody. At the end of the day, live your life the way you want. But it's just a pure example of the internet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be a source of information if you need it. But it's not the end to all. You know what I'm saying? The internet has taken us away from actually learning.
Yeah, having human interaction.
Exactly. Human interaction, human curiosity, mm-hmm. human research.
Yes.
We just take, people look at the internet and take for what it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? But most of these people are broke. Most of these people are homeless.
They're not doing what, their lives are not better than yours. That's just it. Their lives are not better than yours.
There are people even acting homeless. For media attention.
Right.
That aren't
for
really homeless,
clicks.
For clicks.
Unbelievable.
Like, you got, like, I see all these people that, oh, I just built my cabin in the woods. I'm broke. I'm broke.
Yeah, like, first of all,
but how you got a phone?
How you build a whole cabin in the woods?
How you build a whole cabin in the woods and you broke? How you have a tent in the woods? Talk about you broke, where, got no place, but you
like,
got a
where'd
phone.
You get the wood from?
And forget the wood. Let's say the tent people, right? What type of plan you on
right.
that you so homeless? Like, personally, yeah, I don't know.
That you way out
homeless
the woods.
People, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but homeless people should not be having cell phones.
Okay, well, this is not the conversation we're having.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, you're right. That's another thing. Look. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's all a farce. It's all fake. It's
right.
all,
yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm
all,
saying?
It's all fluff.
At the end of the
That's
day,
all. It's all
things
fluff.
Don't make, and the thing is, you got to start questioning these things. Mm-hmm. Like, at first, I was following this guy, right? He was homeless, right? Him and his girl was homeless, mm-hmm. and they were talking about homeless. They lived in a storage and all this. And
okay.
I'm like, wow, man, that's sad. But then, you know, oh, we have no money. We're mm-hmm. broke and stuff. And I was like, man, that's sad. Then I said to myself, wait, how'd they get a cell phone?
How they paying for the storage?
How they pay for the cell phone? Now, I know they get free cell phones. But like
how they pay for the storage?
Usually
give
the free
it's the flip phones.
Phone, you know what I'm
or,
not no yeah. iPhones that you could take mm-hmm. pictures and you could take video edit mm-hmm. and shit like that. I'm like, what type of homelessness is that where you got $1,000 iPhone?
I don't know.
Or you got a $500 mm-hmm. Android. And then you got to pay monthly for it.
Okay, but why did you downgrade the Android price? You talk about $1,000 iPhone, but a $500 Android, really?
I mean,
really?
The iPhone.
Unbelievable.
You know, just everybody, if you already know, we are house divided. I'm T iPhone all day, and she's team, what they call that, Android petty thing, whatever.
Okay.
So, but like I said, we already know the iPhone, you got to have some money, you know what I'm saying?
And we already know all the parts
for like $20
on the iPhone
off the street, you know what I'm
are
saying?
Built
my man
from
got
Samsung.
My man got Android
okay.
for $20. So anyway, so all I'm saying is...
Hey, that $20 Android is working, though. It got camera, he's editing, all kinds of stuff.
I'm just saying,
iPhone can't do
all,
that.
All I'm saying is that the internet is not worth you losing
it's not.
Your relationship over, because seriously, at the end of the day, your wife, your husband, your family should be your internet, should be your entertainment. Mm-hmm. And don't use the internet to hide or mask what's really going on at home. You have to address the issue, because I think a lot of times, too, people do that.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Mask, distract them mm-hmm. from what's going
from
on.
From the real issues.
And you can't let that do that. You know, I mean, it's easy. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've mm-hmm. been there. So I don't speak as far as I've been there where, like, everything in your life is not going the way you want it to go. So the internet is...
Yeah, it's your escape.
Is your escape. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand that.
Yeah, so just doing a little segue, again, still staying in with social media
okay.
and mm-hmm. boundaries and such. It just something came to mind when, you know, earlier when you mentioned the influencers or the couple that do it for business, social media. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a popular couple that I do follow that I liked a lot,
mm-hmm.
You know, Desmond. And unfortunately, after
Desmond
12
who?
Years of marriage.
Desmond who?
What is her name? Desmond is the guy. I forgot the...
She loves him
Christy.
So much.
Christy.
Desmond, Christy, okay.
Right, yeah, Christy and Desmond, the Desmonds. Mm-hmm. You know, a very attractive couple, you know, and they have two young kids.
Oh, so you thought he was attractive?
Okay.
Oh, so I
Anyways.
Said pretty girl, you get on me, but now you say guy's attractive. It's like, whatever. See how double standard is? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Let's go.
And you know, and so they do live their life on social media. I mean, that is their business. She's constantly shooting the husband too. But I will always look the video, and I've always thought to myself, you know, couples who are on 24/7, how does that work? Because you're on 24/7. I mean, when is it that, you know, somebody don't want to be on 24/7 anymore. Maybe they want to live their lives in the shadows and they don't want to be on camera. And then you have the other spouse, you know, who wants to be on camera. That's going to cause a lot of conflict. And so I say all this because, you know, after, you know, 12, 15, 16 years together, you know, they're going, you know, getting a divorce. And they're not the only couple. They're just the most recent one that, you know, but there's a lot of couples that, of course, are not together anymore. And social media has ruined them. And I say all this to say the couples who want to begin the social media life or who wants to start or, you know, influencing, it's very important for you guys to kind of sit down and discuss how much screen time you're going to do and how much things you're going to show to the world. And because I don't believe everything should be shown and how much things you want to, you know, unless like keep between OnlyFans. You guys. Well, I mean, if you're doing OnlyFans, I guess that's different, right? I mean, that's a whole different, you know, and I mean, it's one thing to be on 24/7, but then you have to look at it. How does that help your relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, does the money, you know, I mean, you're basically sacrificing your relationship for money.
Well, I mean, I think,
and I don't even know if you were making money. I know this couple was, but yeah, well, I don't know other couples.
Well, looking at them, I didn't follow them. But then when the stuff come in, I started looking at their stuff. And to be honest, man, I kind of saw that coming. And let me tell you why.
You didn't follow them.
No, I know what I'm saying. I didn't follow them. Yeah. But then when it happened, you mentioned it, whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised.
When you look at their video, a lot of them was her.
Yeah, it was her. Yeah, it was her.
It was her really pushing it. Now, don't get me wrong. If that was their thing, because I know there's some media that like the woman is doing stuff to the husband all the time. Yeah,
that was their thing. That was their thing.
But it didn't seem, for me, and like I said, I could be, saw it differently. It didn't seem like that was really his thing. That was really their thing. Mm-hmm. It looked like that it started to trend. Mm-hmm. So she kept doing it. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like it got too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think what tends to happen is that when people are feeling themselves on social media, because let's be honest, social media rewards bad behavior.
Yes, they do.
Social media loves drama, loves issues, loves bullshit.
That's
they
why
love
it's social
that.
Media. It's pure entertainment.
So when you're doing things to humiliate your husband, they jump all over that. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's some influencers that do it on purpose. So the guy's totally on board with it. He's cool with it. And that's what they do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's this one influencer couple from New York, I think. And the wife is always getting on him about stuff. But that's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's their thing. Them, the ones we're talking about, I didn't feel it was their thing. I think
that's their thing.
I really thought from what I saw.
Okay, from what you saw,
disgust was really, there was a bit of like, okay, this is our thing. Yeah. But after a while, I just started seeing he was kind of like,
maybe he was over. Money, yeah, maybe he was getting over it.
It's making money, it's doing things, but I don't really like you doing this bullshit to me all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think for any man, unless they are 100% like, because that's not how they started.
That's how they started.
That's how they started?
Yes.
That's the hit with her again on him?
Yep.
Well, after a while, he probably like, I'm done
with
this.
Yeah, he was probably done with it.
You know, be like, when we're going to mature, when we're going to grow, when we're going to do other things.
Yeah.
And, you know, when somebody's stuck in a certain place.
Yeah.
Now, this is just alleged. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, we don't
know. Said he cheated.
I don't think he cheated.
I don't know. Who knows? Like I said, you know, because people take, you know, when people file the papers or they go on their PR campaign, they say a lot of stuff to give them the sympathy.
Yeah.
So for me, I take things with a grain of salt, to be honest. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, we don't know.
At the end of the day, I really feel that, like, when you have a social media that's so one-sided, that person on the one side starts to get a big head, think they don't need nobody else.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many duels that, like, came out together, but one person got bigger.
Right,
Oh, I don't need that person no more. Now, I'm not saying he didn't cheat, but maybe he cheated because he felt neglected. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he cheated because he wasn't. I don't know.
Who knows? You
know, I'm not giving excuses. Maybe he's just a dog. Who knows? But at the end of the day, you know, it's like when one person gets bigger, they think they have the encouragement to say, you know, because let's be honest, you know, relationships go through things, you know what I mean? And who's to say that, like, they couldn't work it out? But I feel because she feels, well, I got this.
Maybe she was bigger.
She was the bigger personality
yeah, than him. She had more followers.
Now she feels, I don't need you. I'm going to go do my thing. You know what I mean? So I think that's also a danger of social
media. It is
that when it does pop off, the balance has to be there of both you and your spouse. Like, let's say you do blow up social media-wise, but the other person doesn't. You can't automatically think I'm the shit and you're nothing because I got all this attention. Because, see, the social media gives this false attention. And let's be honest, people in general love attention. So they get all this attention and likes and love. But then the minute you don't give it at home, it's like, oh, see? I deserve all this attention because everybody in the world is giving me. That's why Diddy, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, Weinstein, Bernstein, all them guys are in jail. You know why? Not saying they're not bad guys.
But
they're in jail because everybody around them gassed their head up and said you could do it. And they fucked their own lives up because they thought they were bigger than anything and could do whatever they wanted to. Same thing with social media on a level where when people get too big or get clicks, they think they're bigger and it fucks up your relationship because you think you're bigger than your spouse. And now you don't care about working a relationship because you have this.
Because you have a bigger platform. And so but that's human nature. That's going to happen. You know, like us, you know, somebody could, you know, I may blow up more.
But people may be like, oh, I love Belle more because I blow up more.
But
I've been blown up.
I know you've been blown up more, but I'm just saying.
And I still love you.
I'm just saying.
So let me change that. I can't even get a little clout. That's for a woman. That's what when a woman blows up, then she thinks she's bigger and want to leave. When a man blows up, we stay and we love our woman. But see, when a woman, the black woman, gets she already said it. So you see, guys, you see that? She's already ready to. Well, what about people like.
I said, what about people love me more? That's what I'm saying.
All right,
I ain't going nowhere. I'm just
that's
saying.
What they all say.
Can I get a little cloud? You get all the cloud. You always get no cloud.
That's
can I get
the a point. Tiny bit? But you can. God. You know what? Maybe you get all of it.
I don't know. I don't want it. You know me. I'm in the shadows. I don't like the cloud.
You know what, guys? Beware of a woman because she's already planning an exit plan.
Wait, how did that go from planning an exit plan? Okay, that doesn't make... Well, you know what, guys? We are about up to time. So the next episode that we're going to do a deeper dive in, the next episode is going to be in social media relationships, right? So that means that, you know, are you in people DM? Why you're in DMs? And, you know, that's for men and women. So social media, you know, jealousy, cheating. We do know cheating is very... easy. I don't think cheating was never hard, but social media just made it so much easier.
I don't know, for women
easier.
For us guys, you know what I'm saying? They say, joke, guys.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They walk outside, pussy.
What are you talking about?
Everywhere.
Pussies everywhere.
Exactly. Okay, but you know what? Women walk outside, and there's a man like three. We're not approaching a dude, though. We're not approaching a guy. Guys approach us. We're not approaching nobody.
Exactly. Okay? Get right. thrown to y'all. Us, we got to earn it. And then we got to look good. 6 feet, six pack, 12 inches, $100,000 a year. Like, we have a criteria.
It can't be $100,000 a year. That'll pay nothing now. You're going to have to go up to $300,000, $400,000, okay? They don't want that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up now.
I guess my wife about to leave me soon. Damn, I'm not on that level now. You see how it is, guys? 20-something years, and they raised the bar, and now you out for the next dude.
You out for the next dude. Huh?
Anyway, we appreciate you listening to us. Thank you for waiting for us. I know it's been 6 months, but we are back, and we have a whole set of plan for the rest of the year. So definitely, if you want more of us and just to know what we're about, go to, you know, Divorce Not an Option on Instagram. You can go to also our other business, CoupleOfCritics.com as well. But yeah, you go to YouTube at Divorce Not an Option too, to catch this video and other videos, the little skits we have. We're going to get back to the skits because you know what? Those were good because we were getting thousands of views on those skits.
Okay,
I think one of our got about 12,000 views on it. Like, it was popping.
It was the dancing one.
Yeah, that was popping. That was cute. I love that one. And you know what's so funny about that one? That wasn't even a skit.
No, it wasn't.
Like which was funny. Like we purposely did the skits. Like the one we did in Bahamas and all that stuff. Was Bahamas or
I don't know. One
Mexico
of those.
Aruba,
I don't know. One of those.
We did, you know, but that one was actually
that was
we were just filming, you at City Walk dancing mm-hmm. and the guy came. That was just actually natural. It wasn't even a skit. Mm-hmm. So that was funny. But anyway, we got a lot more of those coming. So we appreciate y'all for being patient with us. But 2026 is a new year. We got so much going on, so much business, so much things. I'm going to be everywhere.
Yep.
Management, artists. I mean, there's so much going on right now.
Social Culture Capital Group.
You know, our new capital company, Society Capital.
Society Capital.
You don't even know the name.
I just said, well, look at that. We have so many businesses, all right?
That's true. We do have a lot going on. So anyway, so we appreciate you. Until next time, guys.
Bye.